This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. My colleague Michael Yan, war correspondent, is in Panama City. He's told us the story to where he is now, the refugees coming from all over the world, flying into parts of South America that they can get into. Brazil, Chile, Colombia, crossing into Panama, making it as far north as the Panamanian authorities then put them in a refugee camp, put them on a bus, everybody's charged, and take them to Costa Rica. Michael, you're headed to Costa Rica over this next week. What happens after you get to Costa Rica? Where do you go?
I'm going to immediately look for the migrants and interview as many as possible. And, you know, these routes are constantly changing. The conditions constantly change. So I'm going to get an update, share that with some of my friends who are in different parts of the border, whether that's up in California or Texas, New Mexico. And we share information daily to, you know, update each other. And so I'm just going to gather as much information as possible. At that point, I may push right through to Costa Rica up to the Nicaragua side. It's been many years since I was in Nicaragua, but I may actually go into Nicaragua. It depends on the situation. I'll assess it once I get there. But again, I'm looking at the moon right now, John. And the first thing I do when I'm, you know, in war zones or migration routes or whatnot, I look at the moon because at nighttime they move. Actually, if you web search one of my old articles called When the Moon Sets, Watch Out. When the Moon Sets, Watch Out. It's about an attack in Afghanistan when they attacked one of our bases down there in southern Afghanistan and destroyed some Harrier jets, killed the commander. And I wrote about, you know, the way that people like Taliban or migrants use the moon just like the old Apaches and Comanches did. I mean, the old, you know, there's the big flashlight in the sky right there. And right now, again, it's 62 degrees right now in El Paso, according to, I just checked about 45 minutes ago. This is perfect weather. If you're in southern Texas or New Mexico, Arizona, California, go down to the border right now tonight, and I'll guarantee you, you're going to see a huge amount of people coming over the border because look at this moon, and you'll be able to see them because the moon is so bright. And so they will be flooding over all through the normal choke points, and there's not enough border patrol down there. And the Border Patrol will tell you, yep, it's full moon, or it's almost a full moon tomorrow is, and they'll just be coming in like a fire hose.
Michael, my chart here says that between Panama City to El Paso is 2,300 miles, 2,300 miles. Now, I understand that you can traverse that. You have privileges and assets. But how do people walking through the Darien Gap, even if they survive it, how do they traverse 2,300 miles? What is the method?
Oh, buses. I mean, for instance, from the Darien Gap, once they get picked up by the Cinefront, which is the border police, the Panamanian border police, they go to the camps, they're processed in. Our actual DEA is down there going through the processing. So our DEA is actually with the Panamanian authorities, getting their information, by the way. And so our authorities definitely know exactly who's coming in. And actually, some terrorists have been detained down here before because they pop up on the watch list and they're taken here in Panama. But Panama puts them on the buses. They don't walk to Costa Rica. They go on buses straight to the border. And then from Costa Rica, I'll go up to Costa Rica and tell you what I find up there. But what I'm told is they continue by bus up to Nicaragua. And so, and then if I can make it to Nicaragua on this trip before I head back to Texas, then I'll tell you what's happening there as well. But eventually, I'll make this whole route. But it's easy. The Pan Am Highway is, and the series of roadways around it are very, you know, easy to traverse on bus. And the people want to make money off this. There's huge money from, for instance, many of the migrants who go through Darien Gap, they're forced to carry cocaine. Now, Colombia has become the Afghanistan of South America, but with cocaine instead of opium. The cocaine production down there is skyrocketing, and they get it north any way that they can, whether it's boats, airplanes, or migrants humping it through the Darien Gap. They'll force migrants, instead of carrying their, you know, their own sleeping kits and whatnot, to carry cocaine for them. Either that, or you're not going to make it through the Darien Gap.
Michael.
So this is a huge business.
Michael, what you're telling me, I think, I'm trying to reason this. These refugees flowing from South America, and they come from all over the world, they could be interrupted in their journey, their futile journey to the American border. They could be interrupted in Panama, in Costa Rica, in Nicaragua, all the way north. These countries that they have to traverse could stop the flow. Is that correct?
Super easy. I mean, you can't get through the Colombian northern part there to the Darien Gap without getting caught. You can't get through the Darien Gap into Panama without getting caught, unless you're like Rambo, or you can, you know, shapeshift into being a crow or something. You're not going to be able to make it. I mean, it's, they've got a defense in depth down there. Panamanians have a defense in depth. You see Border Patrol that go, it must be 50 miles. We were just looking at it last week. You know, you will not be able to make it through without being caught. And so the Panamanians allow them to go through. We could stop them at Colombia. We could stop them at Panama. We could stop them. Eventually, you got to go over the Panama Canal, right? There's only so many ways to get over that canal. There's another moat right there they could be stopped at. There's many ways to Costa Rican border. There's another route to stop in Nicaragua. All these different places, we could stop them. And we don't. We're not applying the political pressure to stop them. So we're basically sucking people through the Darien Gap. Many of them, you know what happens to them out there.
Right. The refugees are smart. The people are smart wandering around. They pick up on danger. What do they think is going to happen when they reach El Paso? Do they tell you?
Oh, yeah. For instance, the Sikh man I met out in the edge of the Darien Gap in Colombia, out in the jungle, I asked him, what's his plan when he gets to the United States? And he really did not have a plan. He said, well, I might go, you know, he speaks English. I might go to Los Angeles. I might go to, you know, I said, do you have family? If he did, he wouldn't tell me. He just said, no, I don't really have any contacts there, but I just need to get to America. That was the Sikh man from Punjab in India.
Right.
Now, when you talk, the CNN runs basically what amounts to infomercials down here in Spanish. And for instance, I've published on my Patreon recently that, an article from 2015 on CNN showing where to go, what states will take you in, the weak points of the wall. About 2 or 3 weeks ago down in Cartagena in Colombia, we were watching CNN at a restaurant, and I videotaped this, and they start saying that the United States is welcoming migrants. And for instance, it's very open for migrants from Venezuela. CNN is encouraging this.
All right. Tell me about Venezuela. Did you see a lot of Venezuelans? Because they've been dislocated by genuine political nightmare, and they have special status from the point of view of the U.S. Have you seen many Venezuelans?
Oh, just tons. I mean, down in Colombia in particular, just unbelievable numbers of Venezuelans, and they're wearing out their welcome there. Maybe as many as 2 million. This is the number is unknown because many are literally coming over undocumented into Colombia from Venezuela. So they'll come through, and many are just staying in Colombia, and others are pushing through Darien Gap. And so, but even, you know, Colombia is being overwhelmed with Venezuelans.
Right.
And the animosity is building.
Panama City tonight, Michael, are the streets full? Is there heavy traffic? Are people moving around?
Not much, because I mean, still they're reeling from the virus. People here are definitely afraid of the virus.
Right.
I mean, they're riding bicycles wearing masks. I mean, seriously, almost everybody, even riding bicycles, are wearing masks. So the streets aren't. I mean, there's people out now, but the streets are not full. No.
Michael Yan, war correspondent. We will speak with him as he heads north to Costa Rica, to Nicaragua, to Honduras, on to Mexico, on to the Texas border, on a full moon night within 24 hours. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.